McQuaddle is a young dragon with floppy gold horns and underdeveloped wings.
I mean, all I can do is spit fire. Mom, what's my purpose?
Oh, you're too young to be worried about such grown-up things. Now, how many pancakes do you want?
That was the Mikoff Mummers rehearsing the play Tuesday night at the Wright Auditorium. The main character, McQuaddle, is played by Rowan Olson. His dragon mom is played by Jessica Franklin. McQuaddle is sure that there is more to life than eating pancakes and playing with his friends.
Hey, McQuaddle, look what I found.
What is it?
See for yourself.
Looking for meaning in your life? Don't know your purpose? Find the answer to all your questions by visiting the wise evil queen in the castle on the hill. Call her now.
McQuaddle ignores the warnings of his friends, who suspect that a wise evil queen might not have the best intentions, and he heads off to find her. During rehearsal, I sat down with director Tiffany Glass. She says the show is family-friendly and geared towards kids, but there's a lot of fun for adults as well.
It's kind of fairy tale-esque. There's a castle, there's a queen, and there's jesters.
And this is a play that's really appropriate for kids, right?
Yes, it is absolutely appropriate for kids. It's actually written for kids. But just like other Disney movies that we might like to watch with our children, there's humor that the adults will find funny also. I keep describing it as, you know, having some moments of like Monty Python-esque things happening.
And speaking of age, you mentioned to me that there is a really, really wide range of ages in the cast.
Yes, our ages range from 18 years old to 80 years old.
What is it about the Mummers that makes it appealing to such a wide range of people?
I think any community theater event brings out not only all ages, but people from all walks of life coming together and putting together a play for the community. It brings so much joy. We all feel, even though we all are very different and we might not hang out in other aspects of life, we are there for the common good, and that is to bring joy to the community and laugh and just kind of forget about life for an hour and have a good time.
That was director Tiffany Glass. It will come as no surprise that McQuaddle eventually does find his purpose. The surprises come in the way that the play really breaks the fairy tale mold. No spoilers. Let's just say there are moments of absurdity peppered throughout the production.
Evil Queen's Castle on the Hill. How may I help you?
In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.